Ever wondered why that brilliant colleague keeps getting passed over for promotions while someone less qualified moves up? The answer lies in a force that shapes every organization but rarely appears in job descriptions: office politics. This invisible current determines who advances and who stagnates, regardless of talent or work ethic. The corporate world operates on an unspoken set of rules where performance is just one piece of a complex puzzle. Your ability to navigate relationships, understand power dynamics, and strategically position yourself matters just as much as, sometimes more than, your actual work. The meritocracy myth blindsides thousands of women daily. We're raised believing hard work and excellence naturally lead to recognition, but this childhood lesson doesn't translate to professional settings. Take Kathy Black's experience as NYC Schools Chancellor. Despite her impressive track record as president of Hearst Magazines, she failed spectacularly because New Yorkers viewed her as an education outsider. Even highly competent female executives get blindsided by political barriers they never saw coming. Every organization has different dynamics, with each team having its own language, success metrics, and unwritten rules. You must adapt not just to advance, but to maintain your position. Political savvy is the intuitive ability to read organizational systems. Politically skilled professionals observe what behaviors get rewarded, who holds influence, and how decisions happen. They work the system subtly, gaining favor with power brokers without appearing calculating. Developing this skill requires observing promotion patterns and relationship dynamics. Like chimpanzees tracking social hierarchies, politically astute professionals develop a radar for opportunities and threats. Most women view office politics negatively, seeing it as manipulation versus merit, a career-limiting belief. In surveys, women often describe politically savvy people as suck-ups, yet skilled political players build relationships of trust that benefit everyone. Organizations rarely promote solely based on performance. Attorney Timmy Hallam notes, "People who don't understand office politics are completely shortchanging themselves, and the refusal to see that is a huge mistake." Understanding your unique value proposition, how you specifically contribute to business outcomes, forms the foundation for effective self-promotion. Without this clarity, you remain invisible regardless of contributions. Research shows men spend roughly 20% of their time promoting accomplishments, explaining why they get promoted faster and earn more. Women hesitate to self-promote due to childhood conditioning against showing off, seeing it as unimportant, fear of backlash, and not understanding their value. Like Betsy Myers, who failed to brief the First Lady at the White House, many women miss critical workplace dynamics by focusing solely on formal structures. Power rarely follows the organizational chart. As Timmy Hallam notes, beyond official titles, there are people whose voice speaks louder despite lacking formal positions. Office dynamics reveal true influence through favoritism patterns. When Anne noticed her boss spending days with a young female colleague who gained special influence, she strategically improved her standing by understanding his motivations and demonstrating her value. While companies claim merit-based promotions, about 50% of advancement stems from endorsements and relationships rather than skills alone. Understanding what truly drives promotion, whether performance, relationships, sponsorship, or high-potential designation, is essential for career planning. Despite anti-discrimination policies, examining organizational charts for diversity reveals a company's true commitment to equality. Women should note whether female executives were promoted internally or hired externally, as this indicates the organization's investment in developing women leaders. Strategic networking reveals hidden opportunities and provides critical advantages, increasing income potential, promoting you effectively, offering insider information about workplace politics, and positioning you for success. Research shows men typically build highly open networks, connecting diverse individuals who don't know each other, leading to faster promotions and higher compensation. Women, while natural networkers, tend to create highly closed networks of interconnected people they already know, which prove less effective for advancement. To build an effective power network, identify workplace contacts across three categories: operational, daily task helpers, developmental, decision makers who can mentor you, and strategic, connectors, providing information and introductions. The most effective networking approach isn't rehearsed elevator pitches, but showing genuine interest in others. Finding commonality creates connection, while doing favors for key stakeholders builds trust and influence. Elizabeth targets others' pain points or stalled projects, sometimes learning new skills to solve problems for influential people. Unlike mentors who provide advice, sponsors actively create opportunities, make powerful connections, and promote your visibility. Sponsorship can accelerate career advancement by 22 to 30% for assignments, promotions, and raises. The key distinction? Mentors offer guidance, sponsors provide guidance plus tangible action on your behalf. With sponsor support, professionals more confidently pursue stretch assignments and negotiate raises. Shahida's Microsoft sponsor elevated perceptions through public acknowledgments, while Chris Riley noticed faster responses after being seen with her CEO sponsor. Gender bias impacts sponsorship, since organizations are predominantly led by men who tend to favor similar individuals. Women face stereotypes, channeling them into supportive roles without P&L responsibility, and sponsors may hesitate to support women, especially mothers, assuming less commitment to executive ambitions. Sponsorship must be earned through consistent effort and strategic positioning. Excellent performance is fundamental. Sponsors want to associate with success and those willing to exceed expectations. Once promoted, the political toolkit becomes even more crucial. At senior levels, politics operates subliminally with hidden minefields. Women executives face higher forced departure rates than men, 38% versus 27%, particularly when hired during crises. A glass cliff phenomenon where they must deliver results before building essential relationships. Self-reflection shifts from identifying your value proposition to discovering your authentic leadership style. The politically astute stay connected to organizational developments, align with power centers, and understand their systems. Effective managers dedicate nearly half their time to networking. As you advance, cultivate relationships with multiple sponsors inside and outside your organization, each serving different purposes from promotion to global visibility. Women leaders face intense scrutiny in upper management due to their heightened visibility and scarcity. This pressure intensifies negative self-talk and competence questioning, with many successful women attributing their advancement to luck rather than merit. The path to leadership can be exhausting, especially as the only woman in the room. Navigating workplace politics while excelling at your job can drain your energy and tempt you to quit. Political skills aren't optional. They're essential career competencies, particularly for women in competitive organizations. Advancement requires more than talent and hard work. It demands understanding organizational power dynamics. Many women claim leadership ambitions, but retreat when challenged. What if you viewed office politics as a fascinating game of human dynamics? What if interactions became opportunities to build meaningful connections rather than transactions? Successful women embrace these challenges intentionally, increasing their effectiveness while remaining authentic. Your brilliance deserves recognition, and your contributions matter. In a world where talent alone isn't enough, navigating the hidden game might be your most important skill. The question isn't whether you'll play, it's whether you'll play well enough to win.